Well, Ollie, North West Derby's coming thick and fast, and having lost out to Sligo, I suppose all the more necessity to get something out of this game against Derry. The games are running out.
You know, not just Derry, but the Shelburne game afterwards and so on. You know, we need to try and pick up points to try and get into, well, obviously off the bottom of the table, Chris, and you know, we're hoping that it can start tomorrow. But, you know, that will bring with it its own difficulties.
And, of course, you'll be without two players through suspension and a couple of injury worries as well.
Yeah, we're down two players from Monday night in Sligo. We're down a couple of injuries. But in fairness, we've added one or two to the panel that has probably strengthened us in numbers, which we wouldn't have had maybe that choices before. So we'll have enough bodies to pick from tomorrow, and we just need to maybe, you know, obviously try and defend better and not give away goals as we did, albeit we were a man or two short when we gave away them. Mm.
So tell us a little bit about this new striker who is now available, having signed a couple of weeks ago, but everything has come through, and he's quite a pedigree, but has been out of the game a little.
Yeah, Jack is an English lad that played as a kid for Burton Albion. He went to Sweden and played in the second, third and fourth division out there over the last 5 to 6 years. He came to our attention back at the start of the summer, and we made contact with him and his representatives. And thankfully, he came in and he signed at the end of August, and he's now, you know, cleared and ready to go, having been in since the end of the month. So we need him, and we need everyone, you know, going well. You know, Jack probably needs a little bit of time to get up to speed, as you've referred to there. And but, you know, he'll have a part to play in the next 8 games that we've left.
Now, games against Derry, normally a cauldron of noise. It'll be strange, as it was at the Showgrounds, playing in an almost empty stadium. Does that have a big impact, you feel, on the players?
Probably they're used to it by now, Chris. Certainly at home, our supporters are a huge loss, obviously away from home, because they've been the minority. You know, maybe it works a slight advantage to the away side in that situation. But I think every player and every team have become acclimatised to it, and it is what it is. You know, we'd love to have had our supporters back. We've, I think, 5 games at home in the last 8. We always felt at the restart that we'd have supporters back by now, but it's not the way it materialised. But it's the same for everyone, and, you know, we've got to go and try and get something out of it. But that itself will take a good performance, and maybe Derry not at their best, Chris.
You've had some fairly decent results against Derry in recent times, and earlier this season, it does seem a long time ago, you got a point at the Brandywell. How do you assess the current Derry team, and have you seen much of them of late?
Yeah, we've watched, obviously, the streaming. Paul Hegarty has watched them also. They're a different side and a different animal completely from when the game played in the Brandywell in February. I think that will have no relevancy whatsoever, you know, coming in tomorrow's game. They've nearly changed. You know, they've brought in six players actually, all in the attacking area of the pitch, along with the centre half, to be fair to them, out of Stoke. And they've got serious quality. The likes of Adam Hamill that's taken in has played at the highest level, and, you know, when you look at the footage of him, with his ability, you know, you're wondering how Derry were able to get him in, because he's got serious talent with the clubs he's played for, both in England and in Scotland. And they're taking in a couple of London lads that we know of, and were, to a degree, on our radar, you know, briefly, to put it that way to you. And we know a little bit about them from before. They've played with Maidenhead, and they've played around the, you know, the English League, the League Two in particular, and they'll bring a huge amount of difficulty to us. They've signed a lad out of Scotland, Joe Thompson, that we didn't know, but obviously researched, and they're quality players, all bar the Stoke kids, you know, in the attacking parts of the pitch, and it'll be a different proposition tomorrow, Chris. Mm.
8 games to go, Ali. 5 of them are at home, and, you know, if you can get a victory in the next couple of games, it could be still very tight, with 4, 5, even 6 teams all really battling it out.
Yeah, except at the moment we're at the bottom of that 5 or 6 teams. We're just hoping we can pick up points and keep this alive until the last game of the season. We've Waterford at home on the last Friday in October, and we're just still hoping we're in with a a fighting chance, come that game and keep it alive till then and see what we can get out of that game. We need to pick up points. There's no point in, you know, we can't go dependent on other results to go our way. They probably haven't gone our way anyway, but we need to pick up points ourselves before we can go and go and point the finger somewhere else. And we've got to look at ourselves, you know, to try and pick up those results along the way. And if they got something over tomorrow, even a point tomorrow, and try and kick on. You know, to be fair to the lads in Sligo, we actually acquitted ourselves quite well until the first sending off, and after that it was too much of an ask away from home, you know, 10 against 11. But that's the way it goes. You know, we actually did quite well and yet got nothing out of it bar two red cards and a 3-1, you know, defeat. But tomorrow's a different day, and we'll approach it with trying to get something out of it, obviously.